Ikaya mandela shikanda la mababa yandela mandele rebosi kataya rabahashi andorobo la robo kondoli mandizi kataya bababa Elohim 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 Yahweh God, the many-breasted one, the lily of the valley, bright and morning star, Lord God, today, Lord God, as prophetic great. Akaya Bosa, where ego so firmly, thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to his matchless name, Jehovah Kaya Bashiko Ramande Bosa. Father Lord, we humble ourselves before you today, O God. Grateful, O God Almighty, for your indulgence. Grateful to you, Lord God, for your love, your mercy, your grace. Grateful, O God, for the angels you have given charge over us. Grateful, O God Almighty Father, for the sacrifice of your only begotten Son Jesus on that cross of Calvary. For by his sacrifice, O God Almighty, he now ascended, O God, seated at your right hand, Lord God, making intercession for us. Father, O God, the assurance has been given unto us that if he be for us, who can be against us? Lord God, we take it not for granted. Hallelujah. That Lord God, it was because of his sacrifice and not so much, O God, of our own doing. Lord, you require of us obedience to your will, O God. And therefore, Father, Lord, to day, even as your word says, he that is humble shall be exalted, but he that exalts himself shall be abased. Father, Lord God, I am mindful of this, Lord God. So today, Lord God Almighty, as your word says, where the twos and threes are gathered together in your name, you are in their midst. Father, we welcome your divine supernatural presence. Oh God, abiding with us, that your Holy Spirit enable us, enable me, Lord God, set a watch over my mouth and a guard over my tongue. Oh God, bring us, oh God Almighty, where eagles soar family. Lord God, by your love, mercy, grace, and anointing, bring us all together in one accord, as recorded, oh God, hallelujah, in Acts chapter 2, hallelujah, when they were in one accord, hallelujah. Lord, it please you that, Lord God, you release, hallelujah, unto them as a rushing mighty wind. Oh God, we thank you today that you are that same God of yesterday, today, and forever. That, Lord God Almighty, if it pleases you, oh God, our offering today, as we touch and agree, Lord, that the heavens be opened unto us, oh God, as in Malachi 3, oh God, where you'll pour out upon us, oh God, where there may not be room enough for which to receive it. Oh God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we cast down every vain thought and imagination that rises up to exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth of God. And Father, we said today, Lord, hallelujah, Lord God, unto you may this offering today be pleasing unto you, Father. For Lord God, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that Lord God, that no flesh can, oh God Almighty, praise you. Hallelujah, Father God, your people as they join today, oh God, as we come together, Father, we all have needs. Oh God, that you have so faithfully and lovingly promised to supply all our need. Oh God, meet us all at the point of our need. Hallelujah, for you said, he that cometh to you must believe that he is, and you are the rewarder of them that diligently seek. Please, you, worship you, Lord. Sorry, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, oh God, whatever their need is, Lord. Oh God, I come, I call upon you, Lord. For who else can we call? You are that faithful God who has promised you also will do it. So, Father, we cover ourselves today with the blood of Jesus. For Lord, it's our security. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless this podcast today, oh God. Hallelujah, as only you can, Father. For Lord God, we desire to please no other, to serve no other but you. For you said, oh God, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So, Father, oh God, as I said, sorry, choose this day when we will serve. Father, Lord, here on where you go, so we have chosen you and continue so to do, Lord God, that you remain our rock, our foundation, our hope, our joy, our peace, our way maker, our blessed assurance. And so, Father God, we ascribe all praise to you, all glory unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Oh God, good afternoon, each and every one. Hallelujah. On my way, Eagle Saw family. Hallelujah. This is, oh God, hallelujah, an opportunity that God has given for his people. Hallelujah. For the Bible said, one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. Hallelujah. We also know that iron sharpened iron. Hallelujah. So today, hallelujah, it is not about me, but it is all about God. It is all about the Holy Spirit. It is all about what Jesus Christ did for us on that cross of Calvary. My God, the word of God says, go ye out into the world, hallelujah, and preach the gospel. For God has made you and I, hallelujah, and them that are called by his name, fishers of men. Our God, the Bible let us know that needs to return for his church, his bride. Hallelujah. But that day, hallelujah, will be according to his dwelling. Oh, God, Almighty Father. For he said that when the gospel is preached to the nations of the earth, oh, God, only he alone will make that decision. Even the Son went not. Hallelujah. He will put in his appearance. And for this we live in our hope. My God, hallelujah. That our labor, the Bible says, is not in vain. So I adjure you, continue to press. Continue to press towards the prize of the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you for the encouragement. I thank you that I encourage you yourselves that whatever God will have you to do, hallelujah, know that if God has called you to do such, it is not in vain. All is pleasurable unto him, for it is he that has the final say. I know that we are in a world that there will try to dissuade us. They will try to distract us. They will try to tell us all manner of things to bring us in conformity, my God, with what exists around us. But know yet the word of God says that though we are in this world, we are not of this world. We are ambassadors for Christ here in the earth. Our God is by said a just man falleth 7 times, but he riseth again, because God takes pleasure in that which he has imparted. My God, his spirit in her, that even the angels, I tell you, when man tried to condemn you and I, and they tried to despise us, they tried to label us, my God, I want you to know, I encourage you, hallelujah, that the angels said, what is man? What is man? What is man that thou art mindful of him? My God, I tell you, if the angels, my God, can ask God about you and I, because the angels, they have observed how God thinks, my God, of you and I. Hallelujah. My God, they remain, they are stunned. They say, what is man? Hallelujah, though I'm mindful of him. Because they see, hallelujah, the love that God has reserved for you and I. Hallelujah, did he not say, touch not mine anointed, nor do my prophets no harm. I tell you that one of them who never and cannot remember, oh God, of your questioning, I want you to know that God considers you as a prophet. My God, hallelujah, he said, touch not mine anointed, touch not mine anointed. Hallelujah. God will speak to us, my God, as we know in the last days, through the mouths of the prophets. Hallelujah. It's the return, my God, for a church without spot or blemish. And today, we continue this journey, hallelujah, submitting and surrendering ourselves, my God, unto the leading of the Holy Spirit, that God will have the glory, that God will have the praise. Hallelujah. Ora bakatali yande ramatse kotorobo ribaba bashanda la makanda yande rebo tebe akaya ba bosheke rabo on where you go saw hallelujah ma puzzle palenza. I'm speaking from here, location in Baltimore. Hallelujah, I pray today that hallelujah those who join in this live broadcast that whatever you are believing God for, you shall receive your answer. Haya bakataya, for it is He that giveth. Hallelujah. And He's faithful who has promised, who also will do it. My God, hallelujah. Those who will listen later on in the rebroadcast, I pray that when you listen, that your hearts be opened. Hallelujah. To hear, hallelujah, what God is speaking to you. Because I am sure, I am convinced that hallelujah, what goes for today. My God, somewhere in there, hallelujah, would be a word for you. Would be an instruction for you and I. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So today I come. I feel strong in my spirit. Hallelujah. And I come to tell that someone out there, oh God, as I thought about what should I entitle this message today, hallelujah, I began to prepare, oh God, not knowing, hallelujah, what should it be? What should I let people know? Hallelujah. But just a few minutes ago, hallelujah, I was able to declare, to receive. God stands by His word. Hallelujah. So that's what I'm going to say today to encourage someone. Whatever prophecy has been prophesied to you, no matter how many years ago it might be, I come to tell you, my God, do not despair. Do not lose hope. Do not lose focus. God stands by His word. Oh my God, hallelujah. If anyone needs encouragement, I tell you, hallelujah. You might be hearing all manner of sayings around you, my God, because that's what the enemy does. He comes, my God, to speak, my God, unfruitful things in our ears. My God, but we need, as David encouraged himself in the Lord. He did not encourage himself in himself, nor by what man says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. So today, hallelujah, the Bible declares that the word of God, it goeth forth and returneth not void, but accomplished that for which it is sent. So today, hallelujah, I say to you, God's word stands. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Heaven is yearning for a reunion with the bride. Oh God, as we look around, my God, in religious organizations, my God, we see all manner of things are happening. Oh God, and if you are not careful, my God, we begin to lose hope and focus. Oh God, but the bridegroom is taking notice. He is watching the behavior of his bride. Oh my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. So, oh God, such a year, we know the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. For the joy of the Lord is our strength, for His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Hallelujah. I come to remind you today that heaven is yearning for a reunion with the bride who has somehow gotten distracted and out of focus. Oh God, God's love for His sheep, oh God, is reflected. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 62 verse 1. For he said, for Zion's sake, hallelujah, will I not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, hallelujah, and salvation thereof as a lamp, my God, that burneth. Verse 2. And the Gentiles shall see the righteousness, and all kings thy glory. and thou shalt be called, hallelujah, by a new name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy Lord. Verse 4, thou shalt no more be termed forsaken. Hallelujah, neither shall thy land anymore be turned desolate. Hallelujah, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. Hallelujah, for as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee, and as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. My God, I tell you, if anyone needs encouragement, that oh God I just read, oh God, it shall give you a Philip in your spirit, a Philip in your soul. Hallelujah, to know how God thinks, my God, of you and I. He said, for Zion's sake, my God, who is he talking about? It is God speaking. Hallelujah. See yourself, my God, for Lord, there are many out there, oh God, they fail to comprehend that you and I, that we are the church. Oh God, is not what somebody put emphasis on, the physical building, my God, but the body said, we are the temple. We are the temple. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh God resides in us, my God, and he's looking for what we carry in our hearts. Oh God, for that is what, oh God, he recognizes. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, you are Elohim. Father, you said, for Zion's sake. God, I know you can put your name here for Zion's sake. I say, for Colin's sake. Oh God, God will not hold his peace. Hallelujah. As you go back, because I underline in my Bible, my God, for Zion's sake. I underline Zion's sake. For my God, he's referring to me. He's referring to you. My God, he's saying, for your sake, will he not hold? Oh God, will I not hold my peace? God is saying to you and I this evening, hallelujah, he will not hold his peace, hallelujah. His love, our God, his desire, his compassion, his mercy towards us is of such depth. He said, and for Jerusalem's sake, we know what God thinks about Jerusalem. My God, he's making a comparison. He said, I, Lord, will not rest. Oh, my God. So when they come to tell you, God, oh, God does not care about you, because, my God, you're those who know us before our new name, my God, hallelujah, they've tried to take us back, my God, they cannot get away, my God, from that old us, but God says, my God, hallelujah, all things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We belong now to the kingdom of Almighty God in Christ Jesus, and God is saying that he will not hold our God his peace, hallelujah, for you and I. Oh God, he said he will not rest. So I want you to understand and to know that when you think that God has given up because you seem to think that things are not going right for you based on your perception, based on your assumption, I want you to know that God says that he would never leave us nor forsake us, that his grace is sufficient for us. Hallelujah, he said, until the righteousness, hallelujah, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness. My God, I tell you, there's a light in you and I. Hallelujah. There's a brightness in you and I. I tell you, and God has placed it there, and we know that which is of God. It is permanent. Hallelujah. Until the righteous thereof go forth as brightness. I tell you, the righteousness of God that resides in you and I, my God, it carries. My God, hallelujah, the semblance of brightness. There's a light in us. How many times, my God, people look at us, my God, and they stand there, my
God, sometimes awful perplexed because they see some things, my God, emanate from you and I. Sometimes we ourselves, my God, do not even know, my God, when some things that we do and others stand there, my God, in amazement. But because we are surrendered and submitted ourselves unto God, that we be the vessels and ambassador for Christ here in the earth. God says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He said, fret not thyself with evil doers, now be thou envious of the workers of iniquity. I tell you, hallelujah, God says, open your mouth and I will fill it. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh God, God deal in brightness, God deal in light. But you said, what business has darkness have with light? Yes, darkness is jealous of the light. Hallelujah, and you and I today, God said to yourself, I am the light of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh God, my earthly name, oh God, has been given to us, my God, because we live in a world, oh God, a physicality. But I tell you this evening, my God, there's a name that God has reserved for you and I. Hallelujah. And the world may not know that name. My God, hallelujah. Just as I tell you, Jesus Christ said, I came unto my own, and my own received me not. My God, the same will be of you and I. That Jacobo Shandere, as long as we take a stand for Christ, my God, to share his gospel, my God, they would not want to be any part of us. But I tell you, God know his sheep. Hallelujah. He said his sheep knows his voice. He know them. They follow him. And a stranger they will not follow. I tell you, do not worry. Do not let it be a concern of you. Hallelujah. When you stand or the opportunity comes, my God, to share or to speak a word of encouragement, my God, to those around us, maybe in the workplace, in our own physical homes, my God, in the communities, in the villages, in the towns, in the cities, throughout the nation, as God, my God, will choose to have us to go. Oh God, hallelujah. I tell you, it is God that does the work. My God, it is God that does the transformation. It is God that does the renewing. It is God that does, I tell you, the reformation, the reconciling. It is God will build up the edges of the broken walls. I tell you, we are just the one, the mouthpiece, to go forth. Hallelujah, as the trumpet. Oh God, hallelujah. The scripture said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Hallelujah. Kayabashitu Rabo. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. As you said, hallelujah. Oh God, hiya karabo. Oh God, and salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Oh my God, I tell you, there's a radiance, there's a fire in you and I. Hallelujah, never doubt it. My God, because God says, I, the Lord God, will make, my God, my disciples, our God, disciples of flaming fire. Oh God, you better believe it. My God, you think you're just ordinary. You think you're walking down the street and you are going about as just another statistic. No, 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 no. Oh God, God sees you because he has made a deposit in you and I. He said that we are flaming fire. Oh God, when we open our mouths to speak, my God, and the tongue of the ready writer, my God, the word that goeth forth as we are speaking on behalf, oh God, of our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our button, our shield, that word that go forth and release, my God, it said, it shall not return unto him void, but accomplish that for which, oh God, it is sent. I am still speaking of God, stands by his word. Has he chosen you, my God? Has he positioned you, my God, in your location? There's a reason why he did, because God sees the harvest, God knows his plans, my God is the God of Jeremiah 29:11. He know the thoughts and the plans that he have towards you and I, the thoughts of good and not of evil, and to bring us an expected end. I tell you, many, my God, will discount us, they will despise us, they will hate us. My God, the Bible said, vile tongues and naysayers would rise up. Oh God, what God says, they shall not prosper. Because God says, to those whose hearts are made perfect towards him, oh God, some will question. They say, well, no man is perfect. The devil is a liar. Because God, who created us, he knows exactly, hallelujah, he makes a distinction. He said, is he referring to you and I praise God that he is, hallelujah, whose hearts are made perfect towards him. God sees that. He said, man sees the outer, but God sees the heart, hallelujah. Oh, God, akayarebo, for he said, hallelujah, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What is in your heart today? What is in my heart today? Is it a desire, my God, to serve the Lord God in spirit and in truth? For he's looking for worshipers, true worshipers that are to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what God is looking for. I tell you today, my God, we are not to be caught up with idle conversations. Oh God, we are not to hang out, my God, with those, my God, oftentimes, my God, hallelujah, the believers things, oh God, that it is up to them, that they will go and hang out, my God, they will go, my God, and gather. You said earlier, what business does darkness have with light? What business does light have with darkness? Yes, if God has directed you to go among them, because he has put a word in you, my God, hallelujah, hey, God know how to draw them, my God, but if, oh God, you may spend a few minutes, oh God, and you are sharing and you realize, my God, they are not receiving from you. My God, God just saw the word. Hallelujah. You drop the word and you move on. Don't hang out. Oh, God, did you not bring Abraham? My God, he said, get me out from among them. Hallelujah. I pray today that God, Almighty Father, clothe us, baptize us, saturate us. My God, Father, Lord God, Almighty, the gift of discernment. My God, oh God, breathe upon us, Lord, fresh wind of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh God, because God says, hallelujah, speaking his love towards us. He said, I will not have you to be ignorant of the wiles of the enemy. Oh God, hallelujah. That will tell you how much the pleasure that God has, my God, in you and I. Hallelujah, because he has made his investment. Oh God, do you know what is the investment that God has made in you? Hallelujah. Oh God, as time goes by, from day to day, hallelujah, we'll know more and more. For he, oh God, he create the situation, my God, for that opportunity to execute and to exercise that which he has placed in us. Hallelujah, my God. In the Bible said, the enemies we see yesterday, we will not see them today. And those that we see today, my God, assured that we will not see them tomorrow. God ensures that, my God, that's how much he loves us. That's how much he cares for us. That's how much, hallelujah, he's standing right there. Oh, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are that threefold cord that cannot be easily broken. I tell you, my God, the enemy will continue, my God, to poke at you and I. They'll keep coming at you and I. My God, they will throw their best shots at you and I. My God, they came yesterday. My God, and they throw all they have against you and I. My God, and they realize that they did not get you, and they have gone back, my God, to their councils. My God, to plot. Oh God, and to revisit and to re-strategize. My God, and I come to encourage you today. Do not despair, for when they are coming back, my God, they are coming back, their plans, their strategies based, my God, on the you that they saw yesterday, or the you they saw a few minutes ago. Oh my God, somebody out to shout hallelujah. Oh God, so which means that their strategy would forever fail. Oh my God, because God says that he has clothed us in the robe of righteousness. Oh God, that impregnable armor. So when they come back, oh God, it's only when they show up. Oh God, I tell you, my God, hey, somebody out there, you might feel, oh God, down. You might feel discouraged, but I come to tell you today, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, for he's El Gibor, the mighty God of battle. Hallelujah. He's the God of love, mercy, grace, and compassion. He said, my mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, God is for all. But I tell you, oh God, God's mercy. He said his mercy is for all. But watch this. Hallelujah. Oh God, aya rebo shataya mandele labo, reba kataya mandele bo. Oh God, when God speaks of grace, aya ya bashandele labo. When He speaks of grace, I want you to understand that when God said His mercy is for all, it's for that one out there and for all out there, because God's desire is that none should perish, but we should all have eternal and everlasting life in Christ Jesus. So He makes available His mercy. Hallelujah. My God, the world speaks about luck. Oh God, I adjure you. I challenge you. Search through the word of God. Documented. You will not find that word luck. My God, is the mercy of God. Hallelujah. You are not consumed. Hallelujah. Shandala Rabu. I pray today that the grace of God be our portion. Yeah, on where He goes, our family, and by extension, oh God, those that are connected to us. Because God promised in His own time that if one in our household is saved, oh God, know that God has visited your home. Oh God, through the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus is speaking, my God, on our behalf. He is seated at the right hand of our Father. He said, those that you have given to me, I have kept, my God. And I tell you, where the presence of the blood is, my God, it impacts the environment. Oh God, today, Father, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, those among us, oh God, our family members, hallelujah, Lord God, who have not yet, Lord, confessed you as Lord and Savior. Father, Lord God, we pray, hallelujah, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost, oh God, Almighty Father, would visit them, Lord, for your word said, behold, you stand at the door and knock. If any man should open, you will enter and sup with him. Oh God, Father, we therefore commit, Lord, our unsaved, Lord God, Almighty, family members, household, oh God, relatives, in-laws, neighbors, acquaintances, we commit them all unto you, Lord, knowing that you have said that you desire that none should perish, but that we should have eternal and everlasting life in Christ Jesus. And Lord God, as we speak continuously, Lord, that God, your word stands. God is saying to you and I today, as we continue, and the Gentiles shall see the righteousness and all kings thy glory. Oh God, as I just prayed, my God, those who have not yet come into, my God, a personal relationship with Him, my God, loves them also. Hallelujah. Kayabashende Rabu. And He said, they, my God, the righteousness of God reside in you and I. Hallelujah. Kabashe Rabu. Oh God, shall see the righteousness, my God, and all kings, not some. Oh God, I often time think about those, my God, who sits in the position of political leadership. My God, they think, my God, that all the power resides with them. Oh God, we do not have to go far to remember what happened to God's people. Oh God, in the years they spent in bondage in Egypt, my God, hallelujah, God chose a servant and sent him continuously. I'll tell you today, you and I might have given up long time. Oh God, each time God spoke, and He goes to the king, my God, and He said to the king what God spoke to him. Oh God, in the Bible let us know that each time that it angers the king, my God, He would execute, my God, more power, or release more grievance and hatred, my God, and burden upon the people. But remember, hallelujah, if God says His word stands, God, I said, His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So God, hallelujah, gave them the power of endurance. My God, they endured, because God, the God of timing, He knew exactly. My God, He kept them as He's keeping you and I today. Hallelujah. When the time came, my God, hallelujah, Bible let us know that when the servant of God went back, my God, to the king on this last occasion, I tell you, it was different. Somebody said, a day of difference is coming, oh God, for me. Hallelujah. My God, that the heart of the king became fearful. My God, he said, let me release these people. Oh God, because he had no choice then. My God, I tell you, the day cometh, my God, when the enemies who continuously are bombarding you, who continuously sometimes they said, Lord, when will it be over? Oh God, did not of David on that juniper tree said, woe is me. Hallelujah. But I tell you, oh God, hallelujah, that he that put his hand to the plow, I God, and taken it back is not fit for the kingdom. So, God, I challenge you and I today that we be steadfast and movable. Hallelujah. Pressing towards the prize of the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus. For that's what he would want us to do. Hallelujah. He said, even the kings who think that they have the power. My God, today, our God is snide remarks. My God, we are looked upon with disdain by those who think that they have power over us. My God, but we answer to no man. Hallelujah. And Psalm 118 said, put your trust in God and not in kings and princes. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, look at this. God said, you and I, my God, our God, thou shalt be a crown of glory. My God, I come to tell you today, my God, in the sight of God, he sees you and I as a crown. The crown that we carry is a crown of glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Yaboshandaraba. The world cannot see this. The world cannot understand it. My God, they will try to look down on you and I because they do not know what you and I carry in us. My God, that we are carrying, you and I. We are kings. We are princes. We are queens. Hallelujah. We are Psalm 139:14. Oh, God, blessings of Almighty God. We are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image and likeness. Here's a joint here with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Shandalarabu. Oh God, in the hand of God, I said, we are, oh God, a crown of glory. Hallelujah. And a royal diadem. God, Ayarabu. In the hand of thy God. Royalty. We are, oh my God, somebody say, I call your name there. I am royalty. God said, I am royalty, not royalty in this world. It cannot match up. It cannot be compared. My God, hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, he said, thou shalt no more be termed forsaken. Oh, God, yes, Makita Yaboshandarabu. Those that, oh, God, I tell you, what is operating here is more jealousy than anything else. Ah, Yaboshandarabu. My God, they look at you and I. My God, I tell you, they want to know what, as they would say in the local thing, what makes you tick? What makes me tick? My God, they want to know. My God, the Bible let us know. My God, that one when the disciples went about, my God, performing miracles. Oh God, here came that one, Hashandarabu, and he wanted to do the same. Oh God, so much. The Spirit of God was not in him. But my God, as some would think that money, oh God, yes, I know the Bible said money answereth all things, but in this case, that's not what I'm speaking about. My God, that money, Kayabasak, on this occasion, was more like a bribery. Hallelujah, Kabasiko Reboshan, and he thought that he could have bought the anointing, he thought he could have bought, my God, the ability to do what he saw that was being done, my God, through the disciples. I tell you today, we gotta be careful, but God said, be wary of the slate of men's hands and the doctrines of men. I tell you, God, Iko Rabashanderebo. Oh God, God is saying, have they forsaken you? Have they condemned you? Have they spoken ill of you and I? Hallelujah. God says, take no thought. Hallelujah. Eh, Kayaba, for tomorrow take care of itself. Oh God, hallelujah. He said, oh God, we shall no more be termed forsaken. He said, neither, oh God, shall thy land anymore be termed desolate. Oh God, we have desires. God, we have dreams. My God, I know that sometimes when we look around, God makes a promise to us. And if we are not, oh God, if we are not carried away. Yes, God has made a promise. But remember, he said he will supply all our need, not all our wants. Ah, my God, my God, my God, my God. Ayarabashanderebo. Oh God, aya rabakito yabosha. God desired we prosper. Oh God, aya rabo in all things. God, even as our soul prosper, I tell you today, hallelujah, you are not forsaken. God is living. Oh God, your very present help in time of trouble. My God, he said, but thou shalt be called Hesibah. My God, what an honor. God is calling you and I. Hallelujah. Oh, Koreba Shanda, Larabakute Yerabo, Hesiba, and thy land, my God. What do you have in your hand? He asks his servant. servant. Oh, God, hallelujah. And I land Beulah, I tell you, oh, God, I am Robo. God has made you and I kings and queens. And he has given us, my God, a portion of his kingdom here on earth. My God, as we often hear preachers say, stay in your lane. My God, what they're actually saying is that there's an assignment. There's a kingdom that God has given to you and I to reign and to rule. My God, when he speaks of Kayabosh and Delebo, oh, God, and thy land shall be married. No, I'm getting it myself. And I land Beulah. My God, hallelujah, Kayabashendo Rebosaya. Oh, God, for the Lord delighteth in thee. I've come to tell you today, hallelujah, no matter what people say, God has a delight. God takes delight in you and I. Hallelujah. You know, God, it may have seemed that we are doing much. My God, but I tell you, in the times when it seems as though nothing is happening is when God is doing great and mighty things. My God, in and through you, you may have said a word of encouragement to someone years ago or even yesterday and you can't remember. But I tell you to God, because he inspires his word. God, did he not say, open your mouth and I would fill it? He said, my sheep know my voice, they follow me. My God, I know them, and a stranger they will not follow. He said, speak my word. Hallelujah. In the book of Proverbs, he said, hallelujah, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. For the word of God says, hallelujah, in Psalm 190:105, thy word, O Lord, is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Hallelujah. That's who you and I today, we are operating, hallelujah, by God. Word that stands, and he watches over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. Thy land shall be married. My God, we are married. We are the bride of Christ. We are married to God. Hallelujah. No matter what destruction comes. No matter, my God. Hallelujah. The arrows and the fiery darts. My God, the plots and the plans. The satanic and demonic altars that are set up, my God, with your name. And we become, my God, the subject and the topic, my God, for the genders. But I tell you, my God, God said we are married to him. My God, as we can say, for as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Father, today we pray. Oh, God, those of us who are parents. Oh, God, we pray that, Lord, as we are, Lord God, are your son. Oh, God, our offsprings. Hallelujah. Likewise also, God. Hallelujah. Let Amosha be married, oh, God, unto thee. Oh, God, Lord, we shield, seal. Oh, God, them with the blood of Jesus. That, Lord God, the devourer will not come in. Oh, God, even as you are promising Malachi 3, that you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Father God, we pray today that you arise and rebuke the devourer, Lord God, from our children. Hallelujah, our offsprings, our seeds. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Father, may they go forth as bright, oh God. Hallelujah, shining bright as righteousness, oh God, for the glory and the honor of you, Lord God. Hallelujah, the Bible continues, and as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I tell you, God is rejoicing over you and I today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Kayaba Shandarabu. Do not lose hope. I tell you, my God, God's word stands. My God, you might say, my God, a prophecy was prophesied to you years ago. My God, and you become somewhere along the line you began to feel weary. The Bible said, be not weary in well doing, for ye shall reap if ye faint not. Do not faint. We have just been taken, my God, to the desire and heartbeat of the sovereign God. Is anyone listening? As I said, God word stands. I'll just give an excerpt. My God, hallelujah. Just one verse in Isaiah 62. God's heart yearning, my God, for his bride. Hallelujah. Remember that the prodigal son who went into a far country, but the word of God of his father, was sown, our God, in him. My God, at the end of the day, my God, he came into an experience, my God, and that word became activated. Oh God, he was brought back to his remembrance. My God, hallelujah, the life that he once enjoyed. But as he reflect, my God, on what is happening around him, my God, he remember, and the Bible let us do, he arose and decide to go unto his father. Have any one of us gone into a far country? There is hope. There is hope for God's word that has been embedded in us. God's word that has been planted in you and I, it is still germinating. My God, there's a season for that seed to germinate. My God, that word in you and I, the Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. That which has been sown, that prophecy that has been spoken to you, it's a seed that has been planted in you and I. Hallelujah. And there's a period for gestation. There's a period for that prophecy, my God, to manifest itself. Oh God, you know the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. I tell you, hold fast, stand fast. Oh God, Galatians said, stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage wherein to sin. But that's what the world wants to do, because I tell you, the adversary is out here as a roaring lion. My God, he's trying to recruit. My God, and I believe, and I'm sure that you know it also. My God, that God, my God, when he came after Job, my God, and he taught, hallelujah, because he have a perception, my God, that is because of the things that God has blessed us with. Oh God, or maybe all your physical, my God, possessions. Oh God, he goes away with that idea, thinking that that is what making us, my God, hallelujah, kaya baba shindu rabo. Oh, cry to akin to God. Oh God, God had to teach him a lesson. Oh God, but I tell you, my God, there's a season sometime that God may allow in you and I, my God, for the enemy, my God, to do some stuff, because God has a plan. Oh God, somebody say, God has a plan, and his plan can never fail. Oh God, Asia, every time you come to a season, my God, and you think that it is over, and it's a time for you to rest, my God, as they will say, to bask in the glory of God, here comes another assignment, because God sent us here on the earth as workers, hallelujah, as laborers in Christ, hallelujah. So when that thing comes, I tell you, my God, hallelujah, shall I say, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Oh God, God is saying, and you are saying, God, how can you tell me to rejoice when I'm going through this? Oh God, but I said to you, oh God, I remind you that God says that his word goeth forth and returneth not void, but accomplish that for which it is sent. My God, today, for those who are now joining, I'm speaking about God stands by his word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is so much more than our natural intellect will allow us to fathom. My God, the magnitude of how God views and delights in us, his sheep. Oh God, I tell you, Zion is priceless to God. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. Zion is priceless to God. Hallelujah. And I am referring to you and I. God sees us as Zion. Hallelujah. Oh God, that's why some, my God, they get into this natural understanding interpretation. The mere fact, my God, that you are seen as a Christian, as a believer, my God, they put the arrows, they focus all the vengeance, the hate, my God, against you and I. Because, hallelujah, oh God, but what they, my God, they may even consider Christianity as a system. My God, yes, you and I, from time to time, you might have heard that. Hallelujah. Some believe, oh God, some believe in, oh God, but God says, to whom we give ourselves, so is our God. But I come to tell you today, I come to remind, my God, you and I today, that the God that we serve, the God we submit and surrender to, is capital G-O-D, not, come on, G-O-D. You recognize my voice lower. Oh God, when I speak of that big God, the creator, my God who created the heaven and the universe, the Bible says in the beginning was the Word was with God. The Word was with God and made flesh and dwelt amongst us. The Word of God is dwelling among you and I today. Hallelujah. The carriers, hallelujah, of his Word. Hallelujah. It is implanted in us. My God, it goes nowhere. Ah, Yababo, God ensures that, for he's the unfailing God. Hallelujah. Kayabashindorobo. Yes, I said, Zion, you and I am referring, is priceless to God. Hence, he's jealous for those whose hearts are made perfect towards him. And the believer is viewed as Zion, but the enemy shows up and tries to put a blanket like barrier over the knowledge of this reality. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah. I said, but God, for he's always there. Hallelujah. The omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have we as believers been given him a reason to be jealous for us? Yes, he's jealous for us. Hallelujah. If not, then why not? Do we seem lost in finding where or what side we are lining up when this distinction is requested? Hallelujah. Kabashito rebo boko tandala manderebo. La reba kataya manderebo. Giving and sacrificing of his only begotten son Jesus was in itself an open and demonstrative manifestation. Hallelujah. Oh God. Aya rabashende. Yes, manifestation of how much and at what length he would, my God, go to express that love for his sheep. Oh God, I tell you today, God will go at any length, my God, to express, my God, that love for you and I. Hallelujah. We as believers must understand that the God of all creation, hallelujah, expressly let it be known that he desires that none should perish, but that we should all have eternal and everlasting life, my God, through Christ Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. Let me remind somebody today. He, Jesus Christ, God, was the currency. Hallelujah. Better hear me today. He was the currency used as the sufficiency. Hallelujah. For the purchase of our salvation. Oh God, let me say that again. Hallelujah. This will make somebody's day. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was the currency. Hallelujah. Here on earth we know, hallelujah, we speak of different denominations of currency. My God, but there's a currency in heaven that is more valuable, because the Bible says, hallelujah, the blood that he is of more value than the blood of rams, bulls, and bullocks. My God, hallelujah. He, Christ Jesus, was the currency. My God. Oh, God has used the sufficiency for the purchase of our salvation. Hallelujah. As believers, we must never, ever forget that Yahweh recognizes us as his bride, and we are betrothed to him through the blood of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, and known also as his church. Hallelujah, Kayaba. It is that love and desire for divine reunion, as mentioned in Mark chapter 10, verse 45. The price for us as his bride was fully paid. Hallelujah. I come to tell someone today that the price that was paid for you and I, my God, it was not a partial payment. It was fully paid. It was fully paid. It was fully paid. Ha, ba, iko rebosha. And at his beckoning, he will return for his bride, my God, and escort her, oh God, Rabo, to heaven, where he will lovingly present her to himself. Oh my God, understand this, my God, hallelujah. You think that we are just saying that we love God and we are doing what we are doing just for the sake of saying it or doing it, my God, or gathering together, hallelujah, to shout hallelujah or to say praise the Lord. You think that was Hakayabosha, just an exercise in futility? No, that's what the enemy wants you and I to believe. But I come to tell you, God is to return for his bride, the church, that is you and I, and escort us, my God, to heaven, where he will lovingly present her, oh God, to himself, present you and I to himself as pure and spotless. Oh my God, that's our goal. Understand that God is seeing us, because that is the ultimate, my God, the journey you and I are on each day, my God, as he continues to purge us, as he continues to purify us, my God, as he continues to sanctify. Oh God, that's what is being happened, that we are becoming more and more spotless, my God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hakayaba ikondo rabashanda rabo rekatayababa. Even as we often heard the phrase, God dressed and robed in white And we know white represents purity. John chapter 14 verses 1 to 3 and Ephesians chapter 5, 25 to 27 speaks of Christ's second coming. And this is significant, for triumphantly, hallelujah, somebody say triumphantly, he will return to the earth with his bride, my God, the sanctified church, to celebrate the marriage supper. Oh God, I tell you, hey God, somebody ought to be excited. Oh God, because God has his plans. My God, God has way ahead, he said, his word, my God, his thoughts above our thoughts and his ways above our ways. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, what a glorious day, my God, this would be. Oh God, as further highlighted in Revelation chapter 19 verse 7, let us rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. And give him glory. Hallelujah. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Are you making yourself ready? Are you preparing, my God, for that wedding feast? Are you preparing? Are you kayabashenda rabu, taking, my God, and putting emphasis, my God, on being spotless, my God, on living righteous, of living holy, my God, that God, my God, our rock, our refuge, our strength, our way maker, our blessed assurance, our hope, our joy, our peace, my God, hallelujah, he that is that and much more unto you and I, because what he's doing daily, the purging takes place in you and I daily, my God, there's a cleansing, there's a washing, my God, I tell you, hallelujah, Azakaya, we often use the banana, my God, the fruit banana, my God, as an analogy, my God, as the onion also, my God, when you peel away the skin, my God, what God is removing is that thing in you and I that needs to get out of the way, my God, it is necessary, my God, to the point that you and I are today, hallelujah, but we don't know, my God, what tomorrow holds for us, because what we are today is not God, not what God would have us to be tomorrow, because my God, as he release a fresh anointing upon you and I, my God, is for that thing, my God, that you have us prepared for, that will come our way tomorrow, or the next second, the next minute, my God, the next hour, the next day, my God, the next week, the next month, the rest of the year, and next year and the year after. Oh God, I tell you, God love you and I so much, my God, is continuously doing, oh God, a process, my God, in you and I, hallelujah, that he will, oh God, when a day come, oh God, when we come to be with him, my God, then, oh God, then, oh God, as we remember what he says, my God, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will he, God, hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. My God, never let, oh God, that verse, my God, in Chronicles ever depart from us. It's a challenge that God has given to us. My God, hallelujah, Kayabasha, as much as we, hallelujah, as we are here to evangelize and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, hear me clearly. As much as we are here to evangelize and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to an estranged world, let us never forget, hallelujah, that each day we are to work out our own soul salvation, thus acknowledging, hallelujah, the challenges we face and encounter daily. My God, Paul said it best, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? God, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, my God, the law of sin. My God, there's a constant struggle. Oh God, and you and I can testify to that, because the Bible said, where good is, evil is always present. Oh God, but God has given us the assurance. My God, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Kaya basha kalarabo. La reba shikata yamaka delirebo. Rababababana kandelirebo. Ye katusha dhavi continue. Here we see the struggle. So what we experience is nothing new. Hallelujah. But for the grace of God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, but for the grace of God. Hallelujah. Who assures us that if it were possible, even the very elect shall be deceived. Oh, remember, God has given us an assurance. He said, if it was possible, so you and I know it is not possible. God said, if it was possible, even the very elect. Oh, my Lord, I can stop right here with the assurance that God said, if it were possible, even the very elect shall be deceived. For there shall arise, my God, in these last days, and watch this, many false Christs and false prophets, who unfortunately shall show great signs and wonders. And because of these, my God, and because of these, my God, a remote possibility for many to become distracted, oh God, and caught up in the perceived miracles, oh God. The Bible said the things of God will last, my God, that which is not of God shall not last. Let me say that again. Only what you do for Christ will last. Oh, Kaliaraba Shatara Mandelebo. Ah, God, Alaraba Shandere Katuseke Mandayababa. Ah, God, Kayarabo Koshendebo Sayabaha. Ah, God says, forgetting not that we saw in the earthly ministry of Jesus, many turned and submitted themselves to believe only after witnessing the miracles that came through him. I tell you, many today, they would only say yes. They may be inclined to change only if they see miracles performed. My God, I tell you, it is more than that. It is more than that. Keep our eyes on Jesus. For we saw what happened with Peter, my God, in the boat. My God, hallelujah, when they saw Jesus Christ walking on the water. My God, Peter was moved to say, Master, if it is you, bid me come. My God, we know the story. My God, as he started walking towards Jesus, our Lord and Savior. My God, as long as he kept his eyes on him. My God, he defied God gravity. My God, but they say that storm arose. My God, and distracted him. He took his eyes off of Jesus. And he began to sing. I tell you, when you and I keep our eyes on Jesus, my God, nothing can deter us. We will not be thrown off. My God, oh God of that journey, oh God Almighty Father, that has been delineated for you and I. Hallelujah. Church, we are living in precarious times, but know this and be assured that our names are written in the book of life. Psalm chapter 87 verse 6. And as Christians, our confidence and hope, our God, is that we are chronicled in that book of life. As Philippians chapter 4 verse 3 refers, let me encourage someone, oh God, in case you have been bombarded by the many unsavory doctrines being tossed about. Revelation chapter 3 5 says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not, oh God, hallelujah, God said, I, the Lord, will not, oh my God, oh God, what assurance. God is saying, I, the Lord, will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I, oh my God, God is speaking, my God, but I will confess his name. Oh God, Jesus is working, I tell you, my God, I will confess his name. God will confess your name and my name before, hallelujah, his Father, our Abba Father, hallelujah, and before angels. Oh my God. And before angels. My God, there are some angels, I tell you. My God, they want to hear Jesus. Speak glowingly of you and I. My God, it gets their attention. Verse 6 states, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. My God, the church. The church better hear what God is saying today. There's a bleating. Kabusha kandala mandilarabu. Revelation chapter 21, 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither yabakutuya, whatsoever. God, work at abomination. Oh God, or make it a liar.
But they which are written, oh God, look at that, God word stands. Hallelujah. Oh God, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. So yes, only those whose names are in the book of life will enter heaven. Did not we hear that no man shall enter into the kingdom of God but by Christ Jesus? Hallelujah. Father, today, if there is anything, Lord God, that is rising up to exhort itself against the knowledge of the truth of God, that, Lord, that is bombarding us, Lord, that is hanging around, that is trying to attach itself to us, to distract us, Lord God. Father, Lord God, Almighty Father, we pray today, Lord, that the blood of Jesus, Lord God, Father, Lord God, and by the power neutralizes every such, Lord God, Almighty Father, oh, kayabosha things, that, Lord, that is coming, Lord God, Almighty Father, to deter us, Lord God. Father, every stone that, Lord God, has represented when that stone was placed, Lord God, at the tomb of God of Jesus Christ. My God, they thought that the size of that stone, my God, would have made it impossible, Lord God Almighty, for anyone to come to remove that stone, because they think, my God, that what is represented through containment was through that stone. So God, today, Father, as you are able, Lord God, to remove that stone, oh God of Jesus Christ, my God, hallelujah, Kalanabo, not only, but oh Kayabara, representation and analogy given, my God, today, Father, everything that represents a stone, Lord God, our God Almighty Father, oh God Almighty, and written on that stone, my God, is obstacle, oppression, suppression, my God, today, God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, oh God, he said, one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. Today, here on where eagles soar, we come together today, oh God, with one heart, one mind, one soul, one spirit, as was on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, Lord God, and we come. Command every stone representing obstacles to all God in manifestation, oh God of our destiny, oh God, be rolled away, and not only rolled away, but be smashed, Lord God. For Lord God, you and you alone, oh God, is our hope of glory. Hallelujah. Jesus is the cornerstone of the church. Psalm chapter 118, verse 22. So without him, there's no church. Oh God, many would constantly use the word God, but would not speak of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, by their fruits you shall know them. For every tree, hallelujah, that does not bear fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire as stubble. Oh God, therefore, by their fruits you will know them. A tree that is of Jesus Christ cannot bring forth evil fruit. Oh God, let me say it again. A tree of Jesus Christ. Oh God, and I believe that's what you and I are. Hallelujah. Cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Matthew chapter 7 verses 16 to 27 refers. We must therefore understand that the good tree is the soul, and that the man himself is. Oh God, we've come to observe, and the fruit are his works. My God, hallelujah, we are the tree. Oh, did not God say we are the trees of righteousness? Hallelujah, and our works, hallelujah. Oh God, I pray today that our works be works of God. My God, instrumented, my God, hallelujah, and directed by the Holy Spirit given unto us to lead us into all truth. Hallelujah. Oh God, may our works, oh God, we do remain. Hallelujah, Lord. May our works be pleasing unto you, Lord. May our works, Lord God, be a sweet smelling savor to your nostril. Oh God, may our works, Lord, be adorned with the fragrance of your holiness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh God, I continue Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works. Remember, he said good works, not just works.
Hallelujah. God expects good works from you and I because he has put the ability in you and I. My God, for good works. Hallelujah. My God, the distractor, detractors, they will come to tell you that what you are doing, my God, does not mean anything. Oh God, it does not have any value. But God knows what he put in you and I. Therefore, that is why he is boasting for you and I. Hallelujah. That's why he's jealous for you and I. Because you know that precious thing that he has put in you and I. It is priceless. And that is what the enemy is after. I tell you, my God, that thing that keeps manifesting itself as the light of God that is shining in you and I. Oh God, the enemy, my God, our detractors, those who are jealous of us, those who try to despise us, those who carry out this spiteful works against us, my God, it's because they are jealous, because my God, they do not have, my God, what God has planted in you and I. Oh God, and as long as they do not subject themselves to go the way, because it was through obedience, it was through submission, my God, hallelujah, that we have done. Though the Bible said there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof it is death. Hallelujah, God. Father, Lord God, here and where he goes, so Lord God, today we thank you for the gift of your only begotten Son, Jesus, our Savior and our Lord, who, Lord God, taught it not robbery, but gave himself, that, Lord God, that we be reconciled unto you, for he represents redemption. He represents salvation. Hallelujah. He represents, my God, hallelujah, Kalaboshoto, a repairing of the breach. He represents, Lord, reformation. Oh, God, and restoration. Father, oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you have not given up on us. For, Lord, your hand is not shortened that thou canst do. For thou, Lord God, reach down, Lord, and lift us up, Lord God. And for this we celebrate, oh, God, and thank you. Oh, God, for out of the muck and miry clay, Lord God, you reach down and lift us up. And, Lord God, where, Father, we may have tread, oh, God, upon, Lord God, Almighty Father, on shaky ground. Oh, God, you have steadied our feet. Hallelujah. And your word, oh, God, has become that lamp, hallelujah, oh, God, unto our feet to guide us, Lord, and to lead us, Lord, because, God, your word says, this is the way, walk in it. My God, God will provide everything that we are in need of. My God, just think. My God, and Abraham went. My God, to sacrifice his son. My God, his son asked. Oh, God, we see the wood. My God, we see this and we see that. But where is this sacrifice? And Abraham simply said, God will provide. Hallelujah. I tell you today, oh, God, whatever your circumstances, oh, God, that come, my God, to you and I. Oh, God, I am Rabashirabu. Oh, God, let us. My God, remember that God promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that his grace is sufficient for us. God will provide as he provided that ram in the bush. My God, hallelujah. I tell you, God will show up, my God, in the time, my God, when we think that he's not there. My God, who remember the story of the burning bush. I tell you, God will present himself, my God, in such a manner, whatever the situation warrants. I tell you today, hallelujah, God remains faithful. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. Father, hallelujah. We give you, oh God, the glory. Hallelujah to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. My church family. Hallelujah. God himself has commended, oh God, us in Psalm 123, verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. My God, in Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 to 28, he exhorts us, particularly verse 25. And Jesus knew their thoughts. My God, I tell you, the disciples, they were murmuring among themselves. Did not God, my God, tell us, who by worrying cannot exhibit? My God, do not murmur, do not, my God, grumble. Stand upon, my God, the promise of God. He knew and he spoke, my God, to reassure them. My God, he said, he knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. My God, God does not dwell in confusion. Oh God, where there is discord, there is no presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Karababa Shande. Did not God says, do not let my God the sun go down in your wrath. Someone may have come, my God, and they have carried out some sort of manner, my God, oppression. Oh God, they have done something to hurt you and I. Oh God, they have wounded us in one way or the other, my God. And yes, the flesh wants to rise up. The flesh wants to respond. Oh God, we have heard it. Let not your ministry be evil spoken of. I tell you, God, hallelujah, is our sure foundation. God is our comfort. God is our peace. God is our strong tower. He's El Gibeah, the mighty God of battle. Hallelujah. God said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God will show up when you least thought that he's there. My God, I tell you, hallelujah, didn't you say, I will never leave you nor forsake you, that my grace is sufficient for you. I tell you, what are you experiencing today? What are you going through today? Hallelujah, someone, my God, hallelujah, you have some sort of situation that is going to face you tomorrow, today being Sunday, my God. And in some places they refer to Monday to Friday, my God, as the days of the week that are work days, my God. So therefore, as business is being done, my God, oh God, commencing tomorrow, is someone have an interview that they are going to for a prospective job, my God, and we like to say they have butterflies lies in their heart. Oh God, I come to assure you today. Oh God said, comfort ye, comfort ye. Hallelujah. God is your comfort. God is your peace. We pray today that the peace of God that passes all understanding be your portion. Go into that interview tomorrow. Hallelujah. With confidence, not in arrogance, not with pride. Oh God, but with humility, with confidence, knowing that God says that if he be for you, who can be against you? And that he would make a way where there seems to be in a way. Father, oh God, today, if that one, Lord, Father, oh God, who are putting together their resume, Lord, you already have put their resume together. Lord, we pray today that, Lord God Almighty Father, that, Lord, you position the resume in a manner, oh Lord God, that, Lord, the examiners, oh God, when this your servant, your sheep, my God, who's a candidate, oh God Almighty Father, for that interview, Lord, oh God, we pray, Lord, that when that person, that sheep, enter into that, Lord God, interview room. Oh God, as Lord, the Bible says that, Lord, when your servant came down from the backside of the mountain, Lord God, with the tablets of the laws, my God, has set his face. Oh God, shone with such brilliance that, Lord God Almighty, the bystanders could not look upon him. Father, oh God, we pray today that that one who called by your name, as Lord God, they appear in that interview room. There be such radiance, there's such glowing, my God, of your glory. Hallelujah, the Lord. That the interviewers who already, Lord, you have taken care of their heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Lord God, they will not see that individual, but they will see, oh God, you in, oh God, that one. Hallelujah. And Lord, they may not even be moved to go through, Lord God Almighty, that resume. My God, that they will just resort to say, I think we have found the one. Ah! Hey, bo! Shabababa! Kalarabo! Rebebebe! Disikayaba! Oh God, Father, we pray today that this be the determination. They would say unanimously, we think we have found the one. Ah, my God, as the Messiah, my God, I know about. We know that they were looking for the Messiah, my God, when he did his earthly ministry. They were waiting. Hallelujah. John said, hallelujah. There is one that is to come, my God, whose latchet I am not fit to be tired. Hallelujah. They were waiting for that one. I tell you today, hallelujah, I encourage you. Oh God, that someone out there, my God, has made a promise to, my God, and it is you and I that they are waiting upon, because we are carrying in us, my God, hallelujah, the fulfillment of that promise that has been made to them. So take it not lightly, take it not for granted that what we are here on the earth doing, my God, we are carrying, my God, as some would like to say, a lifeline, my God, hallelujah, what you and I represent, my God, is, my God, is the answer. Is the answer. Hallelujah. To what that person is waiting on. My God, hallelujah. We are like a Luke 6:38. My God, hallelujah. He said, good measure, fresh dung, shaken again, running over, shall men give unto thee. My God, I tell you, you and I, we are like Luke 6:38 carriers. My God, hallelujah. That one out there who is waiting, my God, and they are looking. My God, they may not even have, my God, a meal. My God, hallelujah, kabasherabo, and they do not know where the next meal is coming from. I tell you, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, he's God. My God, he's the God of abundance. My God, he's the source. Hallelujah. Oh God, you bless. My God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Hey, Baba Shandelabo. Oh, Karababan Hitayarabo. Rayan de la Bosha Tayaba. God would pour upon you and I. My God, of such enormity, of such abundance, that you begin to ask yourself, my God, I cannot consume all this upon myself. There must be someone I can share. We know the story of the fishermen. Hallelujah. They consider themselves as professionals. My God, they fish and they fish and they fish and they caught nothing, and they began to complain to Jesus. My God, especially when he said to them, right where, my God, they last cast their nets and did not come up with anything. My God, could you imagine? He turned and said, go ye and cast your net hence. The exact place that they were and toiled and nothing came. My God, I could imagine they looked at each other. And they said, what manner of man is this? We are professionals. My God, we know the sea. My God, we know where. My God, there's fruitfulness. Oh God, but yet he's telling us to go back there. We have toiled all night. Have you been toiling? And my God, your perception is that you are not getting anywhere. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is saying, do not give up. Oh God, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Press towards the prize of the mark of the high calling. Hold on to the reins of that altar, to the horns of that altar. I tell you, God is getting ready to come true. My God, you will never know, because it is he who gives the gifts. It is he who gives the blessing, and I tell you, he knows exactly when. My God, because God, when he opened that windows of heaven to pour out upon you and I, hallelujah, he knows why he does that, because he already, my God, has prepared an avenue, my God, hallelujah, for that sharing, for that giving. My God, hallelujah, the fishermen, man, they caught so much that, my God, they had to call, my God, their fellow fishermen to share the spoils with them. I tell someone out there today, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I tell you, God is going to blow your mind, as we like to say. My God, when you think that God may have given up on you, no, God is the God of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There is a season under the sun for everything, and everything there is a season. God knows the exact time, my God, to meet you at the point of your need. And I tell you, my God, hallelujah, I pray today that the God of abundance, the God Almighty Father, the merciful God, the God who said, hallelujah, that my grace is sufficient for thee, that God, hallelujah, locate us here on your ego soul. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Corporately and individually. Hallelujah. That God will visit us. Oh God, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will open, I will come in and sup with him. Father, oh God, this is our prayer today. Hallelujah. Lord God, Almighty Father, we pray today that, Lord God, sensitize our hearing. That, Lord God, Almighty Father, that as your knock, Father, we recognize your knock, that we would not respond to, Lord God, any unscrupulous, any strange knocking. Lord God, but we respond, oh God, Almighty Father, to your knock, because your knock is unique. Your knock is special, because God, your knock is designed, oh God, for your sheep. And Lord, we believe we are your sheep, that when you knock, Lord God, that we would hear your knocking, we would recognize your knocking and present ourselves, oh God Almighty, that Father, that Lord, that which you desire to do in and through us, oh God, be made manifest. Father, Lord God, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you today, oh God Almighty Father. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you glory. Father, we know that you said your word goeth forth and returneth not void. Father, today I pray, oh dear God, that something at you, oh God Almighty, that has gone forth, that someone, oh dear God, Father, Lord God, even not now, but oh God, they go back to listen, oh God, they rebroadcast, Father. Oh God Almighty, that Father, Lord God Almighty, that part which resonates, oh God, that is for them. It resonates in them, oh dear God, that they will catch it, oh dear God, and they will run and not be weary. Oh God, they walk and not faint upon that promise, oh dear God, knowing that, Lord God, you're not the man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent, Father. We thank you today, oh God, Father, so imparted not from the presence, O God, nor will of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Let each and every one of us exhort, God, ourselves, including myself, that we are to keep ourselves built up in Him, lest we be fodder for the adversary, but focus on being that spotless church without blemish or wrinkle. Hallelujah. Thus saith the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I've come to the end, my God, of today's offering. Hallelujah. But not forgetting that the God we serve desire that none should perish, but that we should all have eternal and everlasting life in Christ Jesus. So that one out there, you may be joining us for the first time, and you want to know who is this Jesus that we are speaking about. You may have been hearing so many, my God, hallelujah, present my God themselves and the word, and they speak of God, 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 but they have not, my God, hallelujah, in all their dissemination, my God, in all their offering, they have not yet uttered, my God, the word Jesus Christ unto you. God, the Bible said, no man can enter into his kingdom of Almighty God but through Christ Jesus, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. My God, I pray today, hallelujah, that the Spirit of the living God would have so ministered unto you today. I am just the mouthpiece, my God, the works and the miracles are done, my God, by Christ through us, oh God, his sheep. Hallelujah. Kayabo, focus, my God, on relationship with Jesus Christ, my God, for we are mere mortals here in the earth. Hallelujah. And it's a privilege to us who are called by his name. Hallelujah. To Kayaba, to come to you today, my God, to fellowship with you today, to let it be known, hallelujah, God has not given up on you and I. Hallelujah. For he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I tell you today, and to those who already have said yes to him, I come to encourage you today that your labor is not in vain. That behold, he come quickly and his reward is with him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that one out there, my God, you have heard the encouragement that we have given. That, oh God, life without Jesus is an aimless and empty life. God, I've come to tell you today, we once, oh God, were like you, oh God, as God continue, my God, to do, hallelujah, is purifying and purging in us, because remember, my God, at the end of the day, oh God, we are, my God, when that hour comes, oh God, we are to be as that spotless church without spot or wrinkle, my God, without blemish, my God, and that's what God wants to do, you and I, hallelujah, the world, when God, hallelujah, is true with us, the world, oh God, even now, the world cannot recognize us because they apply labels, my God, to you and I. But I tell you, Kabo, that's not who God says we are. God says we are, hallelujah, to the believer, God, and that one who is steadfast, my God, he said that we are the righteousness of him, my God, in Christ Jesus, for we are fearfully, hallelujah, and wonderfully made in his image and likeness, hallelujah, here and joint here with Christ Jesus, hallelujah, that's who you and I are, hallelujah, so that one out there, I tell you, God is giving an opportunity today, hallelujah, that he can see you, oh God, as he sees us today, as his sheep, my God, hallelujah, and he said, his sheep knows his voice, my God, he said, how can you, oh God, almighty Father, know the voice of someone we cannot see, hallelujah, I'm glad you ask, hallelujah, he said, the carnal mind cannot understand the things of God, for they are spiritually discerned, for if God has put his spirit in us, hallelujah, that is what connected, that is what is aligned to the frequency of God speaking, my God, you want to hear God speak to you, hallelujah, you want to, hallelujah, you want to reign, you want to reign successfully, you want to reign, my God, with the joy of the Lord, my Lord, being your portion, I tell you, surrender yourself to God today, hallelujah, God is waiting, do not worry about what you are and what you have done, God will take care of that, he's asking asking for your obedience. He's asking for your submission. He's asking for your acknowledgement that he is God. Hallelujah. There's a creator. For the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was with God and made flesh and dwelt amongst us. I tell you, Jesus Christ, on that cross of Calvary, he paid a price, my God, for you and I, because today God made it possible for you to come by today. Oh Lord God Almighty Father, on we who are on here today, who God has given us a mandate, I tell you, somewhere along the line, God will place in our lips, in our mouth, in our hearts, in our soul, and our spirit, my God, to speak a word fitly spoken, oh God, in season, my God, to reach out, oh God, for what we carry in us, my God, is a divine key. Oh God, hardly thank you, Holy Ghost. Ah, Yabosha Darawa, we were called by his name. Oh God, he has equipped us. He has made us gatekeepers. Hallelujah. We carry in us, my God, as a jailer has keys. My God, oh God, he has keys to lock and to unlock. So are we, my God. God has given us a divine key, not the key of the ordinary man. Oh God, he has given us a divine key to, oh God, and through, oh God, the application, my God, the motion, my God, to unlock, my God, that stony heart. Oh God, I am, and oh God, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. My God, hallelujah. And we as gatekeepers, we as the carriers of that key that God has given us, and we place that key in the right lock, and as we unlock, my God, a stony and rebellious heart, I tell you, my God, hallelujah, will come in, my God, and he will wash away, my God, your sins, your past. Oh God, he said, but I did this and I did that. Oh God, he's God. We cannot question him. So who can be threatening? The Lord has not commanded it. Hallelujah. So today I ask of you, hallelujah, to join with us. Hallelujah. As we ask of you to recite, oh God Almighty, this hallelujah little prayer that we have put together. Hallelujah. And you speaking, speak it with confidence. Speaking with a desire, your hunger, my God, to put that old life behind you, my God, and to embrace Jesus Christ, who has the answer for eternal life and salvation and deliverance. My God, I tell you today, I want you to repeat, dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your son. I believe that he died for my sin and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my savior and follow him as Lord. From this day forward, guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son. Amen. You who have recited that prayer, my God, I tell you today, hallelujah, you are now belonging and identified, my God, as God's sheep. Hallelujah. And I tell you, yes, you hear the word jealousy and you want to equate it. How can God be jealous? Oh God, we are not speaking of the same jealous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's like a husband and a wife, a boyfriend and a girlfriend, as the boyfriend would defend the girlfriend, as the husband would defend the wife in times of, my God, challenges. Oh God, hallelujah. And determined to protect and to secure. That's how God sees you and I. So today, when yesterday, or before you recited that prayer, my God, he was just there, my God. But God knew of this hour, this moment would come. So that's why his mercy endured with you all this time until you said yes, having recited that prayer. Father, we join today. Oh God, we celebrate. For Lord, it is said that, Lord, when one sinner is saved, oh God, heaven rejoice. Today, Father, here on earth, oh God, here on where evil so, Lord, we join together, Lord, as a family, oh God, and celebrate that one, oh God, who did not know you as Lord and Savior. But today, God, they have heard, oh God, that you desire, Lord, that they should not perish, but Lord, that they shall have everlasting life in Christ Jesus. And Lord, they have submitted themselves, Lord God Almighty Father, to Lord the invitation. Lord God, we present them unto you. And Father, oh God, we ask you, dear Lord Father, to have mercy, oh God, upon them. Lord God, erase, Lord, everything that they have done that is not pleasing to you. Father, cleanse, purge, purify, and sanctify. As the journey now begins, Lord God, as a new creation in Christ Jesus, Father, we pray that, oh God, you lay upon their hearts. Father, Lord God Almighty, as your word is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, Father, we pray that you send, Lord God Almighty, Father, mentors, oh God Almighty, to mentor them, that they would find a Bible-believing church. Oh, Karabashindola, Nadeko, So Sakanta, Yamanilbo. Lord God Almighty Father, and to continue, Lord, by reading and studying the Word daily. For the Lord God, the more that we concentrate, Lord God, in your Word, Father, the closer and closer we become more like you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, and Father, that you strip away from us, oh God Almighty, those things that can so easily beset us. Lord, we thank you for that one who said yes to you, Lord God. Father, we remember when we ourselves had said yes. Oh God, we can testify now, because the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. Oh mighty God, Jehovah Elohim. Father, oh God, we join and we celebrate. We welcome that one who said yes to you today. Father, oh God, let your kingdom come and your will be done in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me today. Hallelujah. Thank you for hanging out today. I thank you that God laid upon your hearts. Hallelujah. I tell you, the time that we have spent together, it's an invaluable time. Hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, I pray that he is pleased, my God, with our tabernacling today, with our dwelling today, my God. And as he has sent forth his word, oh God, we cover the word of God that went forth in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And God, because he has said it, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. For greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. I decree and declare, Anakayabosara, we serve notice, hallelujah, not me alone. We are here together corporately. We serve notice that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. For greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. For I pray today that, Lord God, at each everyone that came by today, that Lord God tabernacled, oh God, today, Father. Oh God, and those, Lord God, who will listen to rebroadcast later on. Lord God, our prayer is that, Lord, this week, oh God, ahead of us, be a week of fruitfulness, a week, oh God, of achieving greatness, a week, oh there, God, and we stand out as that light that you have created us to be, Father. That, Lord God Almighty, where there is darkness, that darkness will give way because of our presence. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. We celebrate you, Lord, as our refuge and our strength, our way maker, our blessed assurance and our hope. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God, your goodness and your mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in your laws, O Lord God, forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Shalom. 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 Hallelujah. 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 To you, O Lord, the all glory, honor, and praise. Oh, God, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Thank you for each and every one. Hallelujah, that joined. Hallelujah, we see each other as family. We may not know each other, some of us, physically, but I tell you, God knows us. As he said, even the hair on our head are numbered. Hallelujah, we cannot wait until that day when the trump of Zion is sounded and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The Bible says, they that remain shall be caught up to be with thee in the air. My God, let us look forward with hope. My God, hallelujah. For there shall be a great rejoicing, for God said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up. Ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God, strong and mighty. Mighty is he to save and strong to deliver. I pray God's manifold supernatural Malachi chapter 3 blessings upon O Shando Rebo, on where you go saw family today. Hallelujah. That O Karabashande, that blood which God has dispensary upon you and I. My God, it be of such proportion that there may not be room enough with which to receive it. Go in peace. Go in victory. Go celebrating. For God Almighty Father said that his word stands sure. It goeth forth and returneth not void. What God has spoken over you, what God has spoken to you through his prophets, my God, it stands. My God, there's a season and it shall, will, and must manifest. For we serve a God who cannot fail. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, we praise and we bless you. In Jesus' name.